Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 97.1. 5 o'clock. Good to have you aboard. Got a lot left to do. Still got a blitz in the tank. Mike, I wanted to just give you this, and then we'll get the Fauci comments about sports. But help me understand the following. Cinemark. They own a chain of theaters, movie theaters. Mark Zarate, their CEO, said today their plan is to reopen on July 1st. A return to normalcy may span multiple months, driven by staggered theater openings due to government limits, reduced operating hours, lingering social distancing, and a ramp up of consumer comfort with public gatherings. He's telling the Wall Street analysts, that Cinemark execs say the chain would take June to bring back employees and begin classic movie screenings later that month to get people back to the multiplex. Cinemark in July expects to ramp up to eventual normalcy with releases like Christopher Nolan's Tenet on July 17th. We're not completely certain, but we're planning on anywhere from 1 to 3 months to light up that engine again. What person on this planet is going to a movie theater this summer? Help me understand that.
July 1st, they said. Is that what, did I hear that date correctly, Mike?
July 1st, yes.
Yeah, it's, again, I can't see people running back to it. I just think that it's a lot of people want to hope, and look, of course, the economy needs to open back up. It needs to, but I can't see people flooding the gates right away and doing something like that, unless, and I'm trying to think of how it would happen. They said that they can do it and spread it out a little bit, unless they're having people sit in completely different rows and seriously limiting the capacity. I guess it could be done that way, but I would say the same thing for sporting events, where unless people are sitting in other rows and sitting further apart, I can't see people. I can't see people, especially with how we are right now with people wearing masks. I can't see people sitting shoulder to shoulder with everybody else anytime in the immediate future. I personally can't. And believe me, I wish I could say otherwise.
I mean, who? Isn't that crazy to you?
Yeah, it's crazy to me. I will not see myself in a theater. I know, call it fear or whatever. I just don't see myself going until I at least know there's something out there to prevent this for further, or I know I can't get this. And that could be 2021 for me. Because here's the thing. My kids, we always take them. When all the kids' movies come out, we're always taking them. That ain't happening for a while, okay? I've already had that discussion with my wife. That is not happening for a long time. I don't care what they say when I can leave the house. It ain't happening, okay? July? No. Maybe July 2021, but not 2020.
Now, as far as sports would go, because the movie theater thing's just insanity, Dr. Fauci's comments today, Mike, you have the audio. We may as well do that versus me reading. Take a listen to this, and we'll have a little conversation here. Now, here's the key in all this. There's no guarantees in this. All that is there is an admission it is doable from the leading infectious disease doctor in the country, right? From a voice we trust. And again, he hasn't been perfect, but he's the most trustworthy one who's up there on that stage. It's why I haven't ruled out sports. because I don't think we have the information to rule it out, just like we don't have the ability to bring it back today or tomorrow. So, with that in mind, let's think about this. If we don't chase perfection, this becomes a lot easier. Meaning, I don't need to worry about, I gotta have baseball 162 games, I gotta have it tomorrow, or I gotta have basketball in June. Listen, if basketball waits till August, resets the league calendar where it doesn't start till Christmas for next year, it becomes a lot more realistic, doesn't it? August, not May, not June, not July. Think about where we need to be testing-wise to do this. Baseball, same thing. I've said to you from the start that I wouldn't realistically try baseball until July 4th at the earliest. Hey, they want to fart around and talk about May or June? God bless. What a treat. I'm saying for me, July 4th, play 81 games. See if you can get buy-in from the players. It doesn't sound like a great time, but here's one thing. Don't you want to get paid? I think it's possible. I do think we're going to have sports. Don't know line item what it'll look like. No, it won't be perfect, but we need sports. This isn't about, you know, oh, well, yeah, you know, you're a radio show. No, you don't get it. The country needs sports. And you go, how the hell could you say something like that when people are dying? Simple, because it's true. We can have both conversations. It's not that I don't care about the human cost. It's that I'm aware of reality. This country needs its escapism in order to maintain its sanity in what's going to be a vastly different new normal. Sports is a big part of that. Just like stupid radio shows like this. If you get 7 minutes out of your day and this gives you an escape, we did our job. We're not fixing Earth. We're not curing the pandemic. And neither would the MLB. But if you could sit out in the backyard with an ice cold one and listen to four innings of Tiger baseball on a Thursday afternoon while you're furloughed and you didn't think about it for 40 minutes, we need that. All of us collectively. We need that. I think sports plays a major role in the psychology and the mental health of this country. Because this is not going to be easy moving forward. So I don't want to get into the discussion about, well, what'll it look like without fans and how do we make it more normal? We're not going down that road today. No reason to. We need to wait until we know sports is coming back. Then I have a million ideas for you. But why do I need to give you those ideas today? It's pointless. We don't even know when it's coming back. But I think it helps to hear from trusted voices that it isn't a pipe dream. You know, the doomsdayers just throw it all out there and just go, well, it's never coming back. See you in a year. You can't do it. That's the easiest thing to do. But I don't think it's the responsible thing. Because, look, you can say that you can't talk about money in times like this. Yes, you can. The amount of money that's on the line for the leagues, the business partners, the sponsors, the television contracts, the players at large, guys, those are money conversations. They are. And again, it doesn't mean that you don't care or have lost sight of the reality of it. But both conversations need to happen. And I do believe we're going to get something. What, where, how, who? I told you. I've said it all along. You can make fun of me. I've said to you, I'm not having the conversation until May. I knew that a month ago. So, we're not, it's not May yet. We're in the middle of April. If I told you 2 weeks ago NIH would report they're on track to have a vaccine in 8 months, you would say Boulder Dash. Well, that report came out today. Now, that vaccine won't be available for you and I. But you know who it will be available for? Medical professionals. The people that are going to be on the front lines of it. The people that have to be around it. If we can get our medical people vaccinated before a second wave comes around, think about how much better prepared we will be to treat it, to deal with it, on top of the other measures. Like, you got to just take it day by day and week by week. I'm not thinking about what college football is going to look like in October. I'm not even in May. So I think it's encouraging that Dr. Fauci said what he said. There's no guarantees, there's no promises, but it's encouraging.
Yeah, it is, and I know I got people mad at me on the text because I made one comment 5 minutes ago how I did say, which I believe, that we do need to open back up, guys. We have to get the economy open back up, and it needs to be done safely, of course. So let's not act like this is the one thing I hate about this discussion. When anyone talks about opening things back up, it gets turned into, oh, well, you're not prioritizing public health first. Guys, the economy, it needs to be a discussion right now. And that's what we've talked about, whether it's sports or otherwise, whether it's bars and restaurants that need to be opened back up, whether it's family-owned businesses that need to be opened back up. It has to be done safely, but let's not just immediately name-call and criticize people for having a discussion about when things should be opened back up. So I hate when I see texts like that, because it's just not true and it's not fair to insinuate that by talking about opening things back up, you're therefore minimizing public health. That's not true at all, and I hate when people do that. Sorry.
No, I was just basking in the glow of a very strong and authoritative take.
It needs to be talked about, because if we continue to shut down the economy just for more months and for the next year or whatever people want to say, there's going to be not only long-term issues with credit, with inflation, with stuff like that, but there's going to be some serious mental health issues with people that can't provide, with people that are laid off. People don't know where the food on the table is coming from. There's going to be plenty of issues like that that will lead to death, sadly, with a depression and suicide. That needs to be at least discussed.
Well, and I mean, here's the other thing. Not to be rude, but Mike, I love everything you just had to say. Then you might want to get this federal government to wake up and get testing ramped up.
Yeah, well, and that's part of it is with the immunity, too. If people know that we talk about people not wanting to go out and flood bars and restaurants and sporting events. If we can figure out people know they're immune, then yes, when bars and restaurants get back open, people, and it'll be led by younger people, people will rush to fill the bars if it can be done safely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.